Coast Radio News for Tuesday, January 28, 2020. I'm George Henry. Lane County Sheriff's Office is reporting a 25-year-old Florence woman has died at Terwilliger Hot Springs. The cause and manner of her death is being investigated, but early reports say there's no evidence of foul play. Sergeant Kerry Carver with the Lane County Sheriff's Office says the woman was with two friends at the popular site when she experienced a medical event. Bystanders initiated life-saving efforts, which was taken over by personnel of the Upper McKenzie Rural Fire Protection District before being pronounced dead. Carver says the name of the deceased will be released after family has had time to make notifications to relatives. The incident occurred Sunday morning at approximately 9:50 a.m. A Walton man who pleaded guilty last week to stabbing his ex-girlfriend more than a dozen times will serve 15 years in prison. David Lucius was arrested in October 2018 for first-degree assault, stalking, and unlawful use of a weapon for stabbing Adrian Wirtz. Wirtz says she went to the Walton store to get the title of her car from Lucius when he began stabbing her. She grabbed the knife by the blade and also suffered cuts to her hands, requiring multiple stitches. The Florence Area Chamber of Commerce has announced the nominees for the annual Cyuse Law Awards. The list is long, and Coast Radio will post the complete list on our website. Businesses were nominated in the areas of curb appeal, community caring, excellence in customer service, innovation in business, nonprofit achievement, and for the Stu Johnston Business of the Year Award. There were four nominees for the Florence First Citizen Award: Robert Orr with Cyuse Law High School, Jerry Ward with Cyuse Law Valley Fire and Rescue, Mike Harkelrode, the Cyuse Law Elementary School principal, and Dr. Brian Holmes with the Florence Dental Clinic. Future First Citizens nominations will be out soon, according to Chamber Executive Director Bettina Hannigan. The award ceremony will be on February 12th at the Florence Event Center from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. The Oregon Department of Human Services and the Oregon Department of Revenue are jointly encouraging Oregonians to file tax returns even if they're not required to file. This year, under new rules, workers may be entitled to a larger refund because of the earned income tax credit. In 2019, Oregon paid out more than $524 million to 245,000 residents, but more people are potentially eligible. Refunds for qualifying residents can mean up to $6,500 in returns for households that earn less than $56,000 and have one qualifying child. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, January 28th, 2020.